Yes, the Eagles are coming to town on April the 12th. Yes, Hard Rock Cafe Dubai presents Eagles Live here, brought to you by Do Live, a Dubai calendar event. And yes, happening on the 12th of April at the Seven Stadium. Yeah, making the first ever Middle Eastern performance in the band's 40-year history. And yeah, tickets are on sale now here, of course, Samineh Shaheem and Ali Al-Saloom. Ask Ali. He is a broadcaster, one of our great media stars here in the Emirates. He also has his books, Ask Ali Abu Dhabi, Ask Ali Dubai. And he has a new book out as well called Internetism, How to Create Wealth in the Internet Economy. And we're going to be digging into that book in a little while and finding out, I think, following Ali's journey and his use of the internet and how it's helped him build his friendships, his connections and his brand. Of course, it's all about diversity as well. And one of the questions we're really giving to Ali today, and I think from your heart, Sami, is with regards to Emirati culture and how diversity has affected that culture. With all the different nationalities living here in the UAE, it must have had an effect on your culture and how the people are perhaps changing. We've just mentioned there the internet, we've just mentioned technology, phones,
the environment, as you mentioned.
The environment, yeah. All of these things have come into place, come to the fore, and how has that affected the local community?
Okay. Well, I think we always have to remind ourselves, or at least I always remind myself this way, that our great country, you know, started with a lot of people from around the world. It did not just begin only with us. Yes, it was in the vision of our own father, our beloved Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, and, you know, his brother Sheikh Rashid bin Said Al Maktoum. So all of these great, you know, leaders who actually started this vision of the Federation, it came from the UAE, but also there was support and help from people from around the world, whether they are Arab expats or people from UK and so on. And the point here is to say that, first of all, we have to be so humble when it comes to the greatness of the country and what it achieved. So this is number one, is that, you know, we did not do this only on our own. We had support and help from everybody. In terms of what we've gained and what we've basically embraced as well, is that I would say everything. I mean, from food to way of living to the way that we actually see things around. You know, I remember how back in the days the masseuse that comes, or the people who would actually help the players, football players, if they ever had a knee problem or something. We used to bring people like from Czechoslovakia, or people from Belgium, and, you know, and most of us probably never been to these places. Mm-hmm. So they were here and they were telling us, and then we were listening to different kind of language, dialect and so on. So they were not only from UK, there was also other countries. At the same time, I remember how my father used to travel. So whenever he traveled, those who managed to travel, they were like, you know, my goodness, like they were heroes, because they were coming back with some
stories.
Absolutely. So then all of a sudden you started having all of the nationalities of the world here in one place. So it's like, you know, yes, we still travel, but we also have them in 24 hours, you know, around us. That means you can gain from them so many things. Now, be it it's positive or negative, it becomes really based on the context, where you are and how much of that of an influence on you. Many of the Emiratis who I personally feel like they've been really influenced negatively, I don't mean it negatively in a bad way. I mean that they actually did not manage to actually influence others with their own culture, mm-hmm. Rather than that they've actually been influenced by other cultures on them. That could be seen in the language. We see more Emirati speaks very well English, and their Arabic started to become weaker. And this is a major problem. I see it as a negative thing, but at the same time, thank God, they speak very good English.
That's where the
challenge. So it could be from many different aspects. I think in general and in very short, we are very blessed to have a lot of people living among us here in the UAE. But at the same time, we should always be aware that just because we are the minority doesn't mean we have to give away quickly our own culture. Mm-hmm. In reality, we're supposed to be much stronger and more passionate about it, and try to introduce it to the expats and the people living with us in a nice way, in a creative way, where we then can influence. And I still remember, I think he's a friend of everybody in Dubai, a brother called Michel Gergawi. He's an amazing speaker.
Absolutely.
And an amazing economist. Yeah. And I remember how he always used to tell me a very beautiful story. He says, Ali, when we go to Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, did you notice something there? Jeddah is a beautiful city in Saudi Arabia, which has people from many different backgrounds. You can see originally from Malaysia or Indonesia, people from Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, but they're all Saudis at the end. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go and you see them, when you see their facial, you might say, oh, you're from Asia, like from an oriental kind of country. And you see the other one, they might look Lebanese, or so white. However, the language dialect of their Arabic has always been the same. Mm. Each one of them will speak the same Jadawi accent.
So and that's all what unites them.
Absolutely. And they have that, you know, culture, customs together with the same philosophy. I feel in the UAE, I hope we can get to that point, but also there is a bit of a differences in here because we come from different, you know, emirates, and each emirate
tribes,
had tribes and have, they have their own identity in many certain way. So that means it's even greater. That means we have more cultures to be aware of. Mm-hmm. What I'm afraid of is we end up in a very big gray cloud, which we don't know exactly what is our own identity. Mm-hmm. And that is the biggest challenge.
I think one of the most important things you pointed out here, if we can go back to it, is the notion of adopting values from other cultures and sharing our own cultural values. A lot of the times, you know, what we think that someone from our culture has adopted from another culture would also be perceived negatively in that culture. Right? So inappropriate behavior is universal. You know, things that are not good for our health, if we adopt from other cultures, it's universal.
Crime, a sense of right or wrong.
Right, right. Yeah. Crime, sense of right or wrong. Respect, you know, how you are with your family. That's in English families, in American families, in Emirati families, you know, to be able to talk back to your parents or to speak back or to talk inappropriately, that's not becoming more open or becoming modern. Mm. The new generation, unfortunately, sometimes thinks that they're able to speak that way or behave that way, but that's not adopting values. Mm.